Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, specifically from Venice Production Bridge. I'm here with Pascal Dio, the director. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Angelo.
Right out of the main days of work and of meetings and of panels, even if panels still keep going on until the end of the festival. So how was this edition? Are you happy with that?
I am very happy. Very happy because as far as figures and numbers are concerned, we are a little bit above 2019,
which was already
one of our best edition. So we are happy. The people are back. We had exactly 2,477 professionals attending the VPB. And that's it, with more distributors. And we still have to take into account the fact that we didn't have Asian professional nor Latin American ones.
Because of COVID and stuff?
Or for the Asian one, yes, it's because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
China is totally blocked. They are not allowed to get out. Japanese are afraid of getting out, and Korea the same. And for Latin America, it's totally different. It's because their currencies drop down, and it's becoming very, very expensive for them to come to Venice.
To move, yeah. So, which area do you think the market has the most success this year? Which world, if there is something? No.
But I think we had, when I was talking with all the professionals, most of them were very happy finally with the lineup we had at the Venice Gap Financing Market. Even if we didn't have this year big names, big directors or big actors, but they were happy with the coherence, if I could say so, of the lineup. And we had a lot of meetings, more than last year, for instance. We have a little bit more than 1,000 meetings over 3 days for the 53 projects. And also, we had a wonderful feedback from the publishers. We invited a little bit more than last year. From 25, we went to 30, plus 3 additional Taiwanese, as Taiwan was one of the 2 countries in focus, together with France. And it went very well. They were very happy because they have been able to meet several people, including one acquisition girl from Netflix.
Talking about the devil.
It's not the devil them.
I was joking, but you know, when the Netflix name comes up, there's always a moment of silence.
Yes.
And then we start talking again. You were talking about Taiwan. Taiwan we were talking earlier, is one of the most advanced country in the immersive and VR world, which is why it was invited as well. And so I wanted to talk about the immersive market, because I went there, I visited the Lazaretto, which is a gorgeous place, even better than the year before. And the quality is getting better, and the quantity of projects too is increasing. So there is actually a push in that specific, still little and niche, but the niche is getting bigger.
Yes, you're totally right. The niche is becoming bigger. Even if we didn't increase so much the number of projects we are selecting, it's always 12. For instance, for the gap financing, it's 12 plus 11 Biennale College Cinema VR. And the same around 30 to 35 films for the official immersive competition. But it's, as you know, I have created this year the Venice Immersive Market in order to, if I could say so, to reply to this increasing demands from the immersive world. We had far more panels than before. which went very well, I have to say. Even the European Commission, for instance, had one of them discussing about the flourishing ecosystem of the VR in Europe. And we had also some exhibitors and our special event, Meet the Creators, went also very, very well. Because on the first day it was France, the second day was UK, third day was Germany, fourth was a mix, the fifth was Taiwan, and so on and so on. And it went very well. It was fully packed.
I have a question which is like curiosity on my side. Every year the VPB has two countries, like a tribute to country, to guest focus.
In focus, yeah.
Countries. This year with France and Taiwan. How did you choose them? And how did you choose? How do you choose every year? So which are the guidelines?
I have to say that for the European, because I am always taking a European and a non-European and European, one.
Yeah.
So for the European, in fact, it comes back to last year. it was the Netherlands. I had only one country in focus last year. And within the framework of all the events and projects we are organizing through this focus, we are offering a professional dinner with 20 people from, and the Netherlands, among the guests, invited Daniela Elsner, the managing director of Unifrance, and Simone Bowman, who is also the general manager of German Films. And at the end, during the afternoon, I was in my office and suddenly I saw Daniela Elsner coming saying, "I want France to be the next country in focus." I say, "Okay." And 2 hours later, Simone came and said, "I want Germany to be the, not in 2022, because we will be focus in Locarno, but in 2023. So for already for 2 years,
so
I had already my European focus. For the other one, as I was telling you, as I created the Venice Immersive Market this year, I wanted to have a country which is really at the avant-garde of the in the immersive world, and Taiwan was obvious for me because they are not only having a lot of different good talents for immersive, but the state through Taika and several other entities, public entities, are really helping a lot, giving grants for development, for production, and so on, to immersive works. So that's why I have chosen Taiwan. And the next one, I am still in negotiation,
I can't tell you. Too early, because I think you will start to work on the next edition right away, as usual, after a day of rest.
Yes, normally it should start again on next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Also because you have to do a follow-up with the project for the book adaptation market, for the gap financing market. Alessandro starting working on Alessandro's project on Final Cut, and so the machine never stops.
Yes, because also I have to present everything to the board of La Biennale before the end of November. So I have already to have thought a lot about the next edition if I want to get the budget approved.
Well, so thanks a lot to Pascal Diot for being with us as usual. Now you can rest a little bit and enjoy the last days of the festival before starting to work again.
Thank you, Angelo.
I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.